Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul in kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha wa tijaratan tukhshuna kasadaha wa masakin tardunaha أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choice of the blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, as the Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He is bestowing upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to give us the ability to recognize and appreciate these blessings and to use them in a manner that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we all are seated here, and we all are recipients of a very great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in our hearts, and that is the gift of Iman. Now, when you speak of Iman, you get different levels and different aspects relating to Iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about perfect Iman also. And there are certain a'mal in the hadith actions mentioned that are a sign whether a person got perfect Iman or not. Then there are other people whose Iman is at a very low stage. And then there are those people who actually have got a kind of a pleasure of having that Iman. They are happy that they got that Iman. And that is the Iman that we are supposed to be looking for. So if a person got very low Iman, it doesn't mean his Iman is defective. It means he's got Iman, alhamdulillah, he just needs to work on it. A man got the light is not bright, it doesn't mean he doesn't have a light, but he's got the light. So in the same way with our Iman also, there has to be continuous effort on increasing and improving the Iman. Now, when you speak of Iman, like I spoke about high and low Iman and levels of different Iman, the one aspect of Iman is referred to as the sweetness of Iman. Now, Iman got sweetness. So last week we spoke about the importance of controlling the gaze. How important it is that we do not cast lustful glances, especially when it comes to the opposite gender, right? Because then that is haram and that can have a bad effect on a person. So now when that situation comes about, then a person has to be careful how he controls his gaze. So there are two hadiths that I've come across which speak about the sweetness of Iman. Very briefly, we'll go through those hadiths, and then we'll speak on the aspect or the science of what the sweetness of Iman actually is. So, the one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, ثلاثٌ, three things. مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three qualities. If a person has them, he will taste the sweetness of Iman. What are the three qualities? The first one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. One, he loves Allah and His Rasul more than anything else. Number two, that person who loves his Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we love our brothers, we love them for various reasons. Some people got a motive for loving their brother, and you know, but this is just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why there's another hadith also that you must have love and hate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you hate somebody also, it is not because when there is a thing like hating for the pleasure of Allah. So the second quality is loving a person only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one is that a person hates to return and go away to kufr, just as he hates to be thrown into the fire. Nobody wants to be thrown into a fire. Fire of Jahannam, we're talking of this fire, fire of Jahannam also. How a person will hate to be thrown into a fire, that is much he hates turning away from the deen. So turning away from the deen, the first level obviously is a person got Iman and then he goes back to kufr. And turning away from the deen at a lesser level is just that sometimes a person has got opportunities, he's doing something good, and then he abandons those things, not because of any other reason, but because he just doesn't find any joy in something, he turns away from it. So that's a different level, but that is not the level that applies here. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, these are the three things. If a person has got them, he will perceive, وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, he'll perceive the sweetness of iman. So the first one, obviously, when we speak of someone loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else, it means he loves fulfilling the orders and the commands of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam under all circumstances, and he will give preference to those things there. Doesn't matter what and doesn't matter who, and he is not cared who is going to taunt him, who is going to blame him, who is going to tease him. He does it, he's going to get sometimes flack from maybe the house, also the home. He said, this is the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I'm going to do it. So there's a whole discussion on that. Loving Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam above everything else. And this includes all the commands of Allah ta'ala, as well as all the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are different aspects relating to the beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever a person has the opportunity, he brings the sunnah also into his life, and he doesn't worry about who says what. He does it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first, the first quality. If a person got, he will taste the sweetness of iman. Then the second quality is that a person loves his Muslim brother only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We explained that already, that you do not have love for anybody else except for this, that Allah must be pleased with me. That's no other motives. And the third one obviously is a person turns away. A person hates turning away from the deen as much as he hates being thrown into the fire. So these are three different aspects. There are different details needed there. We're not going to that. We are talking on the aspect of perception of the sweetness of iman. So now the question comes about, okay, in the second hadith we did last week also, we'll just repeat it again this week here. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, inna nazra, casting lustful dances, sahamun min sihami iblis, it is from the poison arrows, masmum, the poison arrows of iblis. Man tarakahu makhafati, whoever abandons looking at haram out of fear for me, then Allah, Nabi, now this is a word of Allah Ta'ala here, right? Allah is saying, now whoever abandons haram, lustful gazes out of fear for me, then Allah says, وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِهِ, he will taste the sweetness of iman. Not taste, he will perceive it in his heart. Now obviously somebody asked, now how does that happen? How can you taste something with your heart? So just as we taste sweetness with our tongues, we taste sweetness with our tongues, and we taste good food if our body is healthy. If the body is not healthy, you know, a sick person. The other day somebody was saying, I think I had COVID, he says, he's telling. So I couldn't smell the food, I couldn't taste the food. One person during the COVID days, he said, I'm eating the food, I feel like I'm eating cardboard. There's absolutely no taste in the food. And so when a person's body is sick and is not healthy, then he does not get the taste of good food. So just like that, you know, speaking of the senses, one Sahabi on the occasion of the Battle of Uhud, he says, I am getting the scent of Jannah from the Mount of Uhud, in that direction. Now, what was he smelling? That was the iman that he has got that made him smell the scent of Jannah coming from Uhud. So these are things that a person will perceive when it is a gift given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on certain actions and certain amal. So when we speak about sweetness of iman, it is something wajada. In other words, he'll find it. So in other words, it's there already. But because we are doing so much of sin and so forth, we're not finding it. Wajada means to find something. So a person will find the sweetness of iman, we're using another way of saying, perceive it in his heart. And if a person's heart is sick, filled with all kinds of haram, desires, lust, all other sicknesses of, you know, hatred and jealousy and malice and anger and all those things we speak about on a regular basis, that man's heart is sick. And a sick heart cannot taste sweetness of iman in this case. Just like a sick body cannot taste sweetness of food. So that's why a person wants to taste the sweetness of iman, and he must remember that he has to keep a check on his heart at all times, that the heart is not in any way afflicted with any kind of sicknesses. On the contrary, also we just be talking of that, if a person has got love for haram and he finds pleasure in that, right? If he finds pleasure in the haram, then such a person is doomed to ruin. Because, you know, if something is harmful, let's take physical thing, you take it, whatever haram stuff, and you're enjoying taking it, right? Whatever it is. So after a while it has an effect on a person's physical health. Then he gets sick and he goes. So in the same way, if a person has a love and he finds pleasure in disobeying Allah, in sins, then that is going to lead him to ruin. That's why it is so important at all times that a person must be aware that I must not do anything to get my own pleasure to displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words of our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah. Nevertheless, so we mentioned the three things that a person, if he has got these qualities, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the sweetness of iman. And it is something that all we must remember again, we cannot describe sweetness to anybody. You tell a person this is sweet, this is how it tastes, any taste. You can't tell a person what it tastes like. You give a general word, it's sour or sweet or whatever, but generally, only the person who is tasting the sweet or whatever taste he's getting, he will know what he's getting. So this is something that comes from the heart. This is something we need to ask ourselves, and I'm talking to myself here, that how much of sweetness of iman do we actually, or do I have? So there are various signs, or we could call them the fruits of having acquired the sweetness of iman, once a person has acquired it. And we have to ask that also in our dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be explained. So the first one, the first sign of a person possessing already got sweetness of iman is this: tuhammalul mashaqqata fi maradatillahi wa rasulihi. He endures all kinds of difficulties in as far as pleasing Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned. In other words, no matter how difficult that outer deed may be, he cannot be bothered because he looks forward to doing it. So some people will complain, they'll do the thing finally, but they will do it in a manner that, you know, we're not looking forward to it. In other words, this person here, he's got the sweetness of iman. That is why he is prepared to endure any kind of difficulty, not only relating to ibadat, but even beyond ibadat, any other thing that is linked to the deen and to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, going jihad and going jamaat and you know, enduring all the difficulties and the heat and the whatever else of the, it might be. So a person goes and he endures all these things because he wants to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one of the first signs that a person has got the sweetness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, he gets pleasure in abstaining from sin. So there's a sin there. He's got all the opportunity to commit it, but he doesn't do it. He feels so good about it that I didn't do that guna. That is very important. So some people have a regret. Our Sheikh says some people have a regret that why didn't I commit a chance? I had a chance, I could have just done it, man. So if a person got regret for having not done an action, we have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would have displeased, I'm feeling regretful, I didn't displease Allah. That's what it actually means. I feel regret that I did not displease Allah ta'ala. So you must not have regret for not having done some sinful act. So a person finds the first sign that he's, you know, he's getting the closeness, he's getting the sweetness of iman in his heart. So now we speak about Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bilal's story is in the Fazail-i Amal. It's in the books of Hadith also. That Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he became a believer, he was a slave. How he was beaten up, how he was made to lie on the burning sand, and how he was dragged on the streets. And as long as he was being tortured and he was being told that, say, there is not one Allah, he used to take the hiding and he used to say, Allah is one. So later on, somebody asked him that, how did you endure? How did you manage to do this? He said, I used to get the sweetness of iman with each punishment that they were giving me. So that is what happens. Once a person got the sweetness of iman, he'll endure anything. And the moment just is going through pain, he'll be going through some kind of a special sweetness which only his heart can experience. So that's the first one. The second one is this, that a person has pleasure. One is he does things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is he has a pleasure in carrying out ibadat. So when a person is doing any ibadat, he doesn't find it like, you know, a burden on himself. You know, something what we say, get over and done with. No, when it comes to doing an ibadat, he has a taste and he's taking his time and he's doing it with so much of patience. And some people, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given that them those kind of, you know, but you see the fellows. We've seen people there reading their salah. Some people are making dua. They are so engrossed in it. You can just get envious that this person here, he's really connected. He's enjoying what he's doing. So our ibadat should not be something that we regard as a burden, something that we get over and done with. But if a person is enjoying doing the ibadat, whatever the ibadat is, then it's a sign that he's got the sweetness of iman. like one sahabi, we know that he was invited by somebody's house after Isha, and he forgot to go. And then the person the next morning told him, "Bhai, you were supposed to come and have meals here. What happened?" He said, "I got busy reading 2 rakats of Salah. 2 rakats. And I didn't realize the whole night went away. 2 rakats. There was so much of taste and sweetness in that ibadat." So there's a second one. The third one is Itharuha al-Shahwatil Mustaladhat, that a person gives preference to the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over desires which are supposed to give him pleasure. So even if desires give pleasure, it's haram pleasure. So it is not something that is correct. You can get so in the same way a person, he, when it comes to fulfilling the orders and the commands of Allah, he says, "No, I'm going to do this." This is the press preference that he gives to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't in any way give preference to the to anything else. He needs to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't give preference that, you know, my family is saying this, my friends are saying this, I rather just see what they are saying. No. He says, I give preference to the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in no way want to displease Allah ta'ala. The fourth one is this, that he is able to endure all hardships and all difficulties that might befall him. Now, we must remember, when hardships and difficulties befall a person, depending on the level of his iman, many of them, they don't regard these things as difficult. They say, this is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nevertheless, there are difficulties. When a person got a sweetness of iman in his heart, then any difficulty comes his way also, he is okay with it. See, there's also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, he was a sheikh of Hazrat Ashraf Ali Talwi rahmatullah alayhi. So he was sitting in a gathering and he was telling the people, you know what, sickness is also a ni'mat, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while he was talking, one fellow came into the gathering, said, "Hazrat, I'm very sick, make dua for me, Allah take my sickness away." Now, Hazrat Tanwir is watching now. How this man is going to answer here? Because he just said that sickness is a blessing. Now I must make dua to take the blessing away. So Hazrat looked at him. Allah Ta'ala gave him the answer. He said, "Oh Allah, sickness is a gift from you. Health is also a gift from you. But at this point in time, I am unable to take this very the pleasure of this very big ni'mat of sickness. So just give me the other one. Subhanallah. Give me the blessing of the ni'mat of good health. Subhanallah." So that is also another thing when difficulties come upon. It's sometimes not only sickness, in every other way also we find a person is afflicted with problems, whatever it is. You must say, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you get another one, رِضَى بِالْقَضَى فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ, that a person surrenders himself to all conditions, whichever it comes. And he is just okay. Hey, bhai, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. It was supposed to happen. He doesn't let shaitan interfere with him and say, "You should have done that and I shouldn't have done that." He said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, we revert everything back to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and don't feel any kind of, you know, regret thereafter. So that's a very great quality. Somebody asked, Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi, he asked our sheikh, Hazrat Hakim rahmatullah Akhtar, first sheikh was Hazrat Mawla Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi. So one day Hazrat asked him, Hazrat Tanwi asked him, that is there something more greater than ikhlas? Now ikhlas is, you know, it's a height, man. You have sincerity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Mawla Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi replied, he said, yes, to have surrender yourself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and others to believe in taqdeer. That is a level even higher than what is ikhlas. So we would not even have thought about such a thing. So that is a thing also. It happens, whatever happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Then lastly, is the quality of when a person got the sweetness of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him nur firaq. Nur firaq means the nur that will enable you to make farq, to distinguish between good and bad. So a lot of times people don't show, this is wrong, this is right, should I do this, shouldn't I do this? So that is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a person has got it. Immediately, when something is wrong, that nur, that light will tell him, by this is not something you're supposed to do, this is something you're supposed to do. So that's also a gift. And with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him nur sakina. Nur sakina means the nur of peace. So in other words, if he stayed away from something that is haram, something that was wrong, he will not feel any kind of this thing. Allah will immediately put peace in his heart that, you know what, you stayed away from this wrong and you saw what is wrong and you stayed away from it, but with all of that I'm going to give you peace in your heart. And that is the same peace we're talking about, which is referred to as halawatul iman. So these are the six things that have been recorded by the mashayikh that are the signs that a person has got halawatul iman. So out of the six things, if you got six, alhamdulillah, we said. If you don't have six, then you must make an effort. Where we make mention of it, I need to improve on this so that I can get the full sweetness of iman. So the last point that, you know, when a person sometimes, if he loses his direction, can happen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him back to him. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi. Allah pulls him towards me. That is such a great thing. And when he's pulled away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels good. So maybe sometime he did the wrong. But the minute he did that wrong, because he's insan, he felt so restless and he felt so bad, so much of remorse, that till he didn't make tawbah, he did not feel peace. So basically he finds his compass, he finds his direction again once more through making tawbah, and he sticks to it. That is what is called nur firaq. That means Allah Ta'ala keeps you focused on what is wrong and right, and you're able to conduct your life according to that. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Let's make some dhikr. أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatu al-muttaqin wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi al-anbiya'i wa al-mursalin. Sayyidina wa nabiyina wa mulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقوى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة فوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله we ask you to forgive all our sins يا أرحم الراحمين every sin that we committed in whichever way it might be and we ask you to remove the dark traces of the sin also and ya Allah let us be let you be pleased with us at all times Amen. Purify us like the day our mothers gave birth to us ya Rahman Rahmin ya Allah we ask you to send down every kind of good condition on all the brothers that are present here in this gathering now mothers and sisters at home ya Allah we ask you to remove the difficulties of those who got difficulty those who got financial problems we ask you to remove the financial problems those who are in debt we ask you to pay off their debts those who got sickness and bimari ya Allah we ask you to grant them shifa those who have phoned us ya Allah and asked us to make dua for whatever difficulty sickness whatever problem they have got ya Allah we ask you to remove their difficulty and problem ya Allah and bring normalcy to their life ya Allah we lost two people in our community Ya Allah, one is Shaheed Ahmed Ramadan, and we lost our elder, Marhum Shabir Bhai, Ya Allah. Both of them, we ask you to elevate their stages, forgive them, and give sabr to their families, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Send down good conditions on the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, those people who have got no hidayat and who are creating mischief on the face of the earth, Ya Allah, you be sufficient for them and you deal with them in the way you feel best. And Ya Allah, whatever their plans are, let their plans fall back on them. Ya Allah, and you cause destruction to them. And let us see the qudrat and the marvels of your qudrat in how you deal with oppressors, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allah send down all the good conditions that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked. And we ask you to save us from all the things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked to be saved from. Subhana Rabbika Rabbi Izzati Amma Yasifuna wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.